Today's Amud is Yavama Samach Tasam Abiz. We're holding it by the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Tasam and Aleph. So it says the Mishnah, Ha'ayines Va'amifata Va'ashayta Loi Paislam Loi Ma'achilam. So let's say you have a Bas Kayin, and you have a Yisrael, regular Yisrael. Ba'atzam, they could get married and everything would be fine. Now if they get married, the halacha is that a Bas Kayin, before she's married, eats Truma from her father. If a Bas Kayin marries a Yisrael, she has to stop eating Truma. However, says the Mishnah, that's only if she marries a Yisrael. If a Yisrael is ma'anis her, he forces her, or he's mefate her, he convinces her, v'ha shaita, or let's say the Yisrael is a shaita. So then even if they went through a formal kedushin, a chuppah and everything, l'maisa, a shaita doesn't have kedushin. So even if they put on the play, it seems like they got married, l'maisa, they're not really married, and therefore the Bas Kayin is still considered a penuya, and memelo loy paislin, in all these cases, the Bas Kayin does not become pasul, and she's allowed to continue eating truma. Also, and for the same price, v'loy ma'achilin, if you have a Bas Yisrael, or a Yisraelis, or a Levia, and it's a Kayin that's ma'anis her, if a Kayin would marry her, so then she'd be allowed to eat Truma, he'd be ma'achil her, because now she's married to a Kayin, she's kinyan kaspoy of a Kayin. But it's only if she's his kinyan, it's only if they get married. If a Kayin is ma'anis her, if a Kayin is mefat to her, if a Shaita marries her, and the Shaita's a Kayin, so that's not going to be Meichler, because in all of these cases, she's not the Kinyan Kaspay of a Kayin. V'meinan ru'uyin lavoy b'Yisrael, and in any sort of case, if the man is someone who's usher to her, so then, harei elu paislin, so let's say you have a grusha who marries a Kayin marries a grusha, so he's gonna passel her from ever being able to eat truma. Like we had, like the Gemara mentioned previously. That in all these cases, if someone who's passel, if they have a relationship, so then that's gonna passel the woman from ever being able to eat truma. Ketzav will be a case, going back to the Reisha. Let's say you have a Yisrael, Shaba Abas Kayin. You have a Yisrael who has Bia with a Bas Kayin, and he's ma'aniser, or he's mafat to her, or it's a case of a shaita, in any sort of case, but it didn't come about through marriage, so then the halacha is taicha b'truma, she's allowed to continue eating truma, they don't passel her, loy paislin, because it's not marriage, only marriage will passel her from being able to eat truma, but in these cases where there's no marriage, so it's not gonna passel her, and she'll be able to continue eating truma. Ibra, however, if she becomes pregnant from that relationship, so then, loy taicha b'truma, a ubra is able to passel. An uber, if she has an uber with a Yisrael, the Bas Kayin now has a Yisrael child in her stomach, so now that's gonna passel her. Now she can't eat truma. Nechtacha uber b'me'aha, however, if the uber, if she miscarries, so even if the uber is still there in her stomach, it doesn't matter. L'maisa, once it's dead, so then taichal, so then she's allowed to eat truma. Huadin, Rashi points out, if the baby's born and then the baby dies, that also, once there's no more child anymore for that relationship, so then she goes back b'shavah b'savia and she's allowed to eat truma. But if she has a child, even just an uber from her relationship with the Yisrael, so then she has to stop eating truma. Hayakayin shaba abas Yisrael. Let's say in the reverse case where you have the kayin who is ma'anis or mefate or the case of a shaita, and he marries abas Yisrael. But in all these cases, there's no halachic marriage. So then loy teicha. Even though if Yisraelis marries a kayin, she becomes allowed to eat truma. She's teicha. In these cases, he's loy teicha because there's no marriage. Loy teicha b'truma. Ibra, if she has a baby together with the Kayin, she's pregnant, so still loy taichal, because even though an Ober kapasel, an Ober is not Meichel, only Yolud is Meichel, and any Yolud is Einu Meichel. And therefore, if she has an Ober, meaning she didn't yet give birth to the child, she's going to be loy taichal. However, Yolda, once the child is born, so then taichal, once she has a child together with the Kayin, even though the child was not born through marriage, he was ma'aniser, he was mafat to her, L'maisa, once she has a child, that's a kayin, so then she's able to eat truma mikayach the child. Nimsa, which the Mishnah points out, something slightly ironic about this case, is that you see that kaychai shal ben is gadol mishalav. When you had over here the father who was the kayin, that was ma'anis the Yisraelis, or mefat to her, so just by virtue of the fact that he was ma'anis or mefat to her, that does not give her an ability to eat truma. being that there was no marriage, so the father is not able, this man is not able, this kohen is not able to be meichel her. Yet if they have a child together from this relationship, the child is meichel her. So the kayach of the ben is greater than the kayach of the av. Says the Mishnah Vayter, that an eved paisel mishon bia, we know that an eved who's together with a Jewish woman, so she becomes pasul. It's a relationship, a pasul that they have bia together. So then she becomes aser lekuhuna. She becomes pasul for meaning truma. The einoi paisel misham zera. However, a child from an eved that's a child that's a zera, and the Mishnah will explain this shortly. So that is not going to be a psul. Meaning we don't relate. We're not misiaches with the eved that's a child. So Ketzah, what would be the case? The case is as follows. I mean, the case of where you would have Zera, that's an Eved, that we're not Misiachis with it, the case is as follows. Let's say you have a Bas Yisrael L'Kayin, a Bas Kayin L'Yisrael, and we'll speak out each one independently shortly. But if you have either a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayin, or some sort of mixed marriage, a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayin, or a Bas Kayin who marries a Yisrael, and the Yaldahe Menu Ben. So let's speak about one just to keep it in mind as we learn the Mishnah. So let's say we're talking about now, a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayin. A Bas Yisrael marries a Kayin. So now that she's married to the Kayin, so the Bas Yisrael is able to eat Truma. The Kayin dies, she's not able to eat Truma. However, V'yoldahe menu ben, she had a child together with the Kayin. So then she's able to eat Truma machmas the ben. A Bas Yisrael who marries the Kayin, even if the Kayin dies, if they have a child together, so she could eat Truma machmas the ben, machmas the child. V'halach ha-ben v'nichbash ala shivcha, the ben, the son went, and he did a big avera. He went and he was together, he had bia with a shivcha. V'yaldahe menu ben, and they had a child together. Now the son of a shivcha is an eved. So now this lady, she had a child from a kayin. She had a child from the kayin. The kayin died, and now they have the child. The child is able to be meichler. So she's eating truma because of the child. The child then goes and has a kid with the shivcha. Now they have an eved. So she has an eved grandchild, and then the child dies. The child dies, meaning her husband, her kid, her son, then goes ahead and dies. So her only offspring from the kayin, her only offspring from the kayin is this grandson, which is an eved. I raised the eved. We know the child from the shivcha is an eved. And so the only offspring that this woman has is in Eved. So that's what the Mishnah says now. Ha'isa Ema v'Bas Yisrael l'Kayin. In this case, where the grandmother is a Bas Yisrael, and she was originally married to the Kayin, but now her husband's dead, her son that's a Kayin is dead, all that she has left from her marriage with the Kayin is a grandson that's an Eved. Is that grandson who's an Eved able to be Meichler? The answer is no, because we're not Messiachis with Zerah that's an Eved. So therefore, Lo Yiseicha B'Truma, says the Mishnah. The grandmother is not able to eat truma, even though she has zera from her husband, she has a grandchild from her husband, and normally a grandchild is able to be meichel the grandmother. In this case, where the grandchild is an eved, so it's not meichel her. And in the reverse case, where you have a bas kayin l'Yisrael, so it's the same idea, you have a bas kayin who married Yisrael, so normally a bas kayin, she's able to eat truma. She marries Yisrael, she has to stop eating truma. If her husband died, she goes back to Shavah Beis Aviyah. But if they had a child together, so then she still is not allowed to eat truma. So this bas kayin had a child with her Yisrael husband. So now she's not eating truma because of her child. The child then went and had an eved child with a shivcha. So now she has an eved grandchild. This bas kayin has an eved grandchild, and her son then goes ahead and dies. Her son that she had with the Yisrael dies. So all that she has left from her marriage with the Yisrael is a grandchild that's an eved. Is she v'shava el beis aviyah? Is she allowed to eat truma or not? Says the Mishnah that yes, taicha v'truma, she could go back and eat truma. Ah, she has a grandchild. She has a grandchild from her Yisrael husband. Yeah, but that grandchild's an eved. And an eved is einu paisel misham zera. An eved does not have a din of zera with regards to these halachais. However, a mamzer is paisel umeichel. A mamzer is considered a child, is considered a grandchild. Memela, he'll have both of these effects that he'll pasel his grandmother that's a bas kayin, and he'll be meichel to his grandmother that's a Yisraelis that was married to the kayin. Ketzad, what's the case? We'll speak it out. Let's say you have a bas Yisrael l'kayin, Ubas Kayin L'Yisrael. And for our purposes, we'll first talk about the case of a Bas Yisrael L'Kayin. You have a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayin, so she's eating Truma because she's married to a Kayin. And then, V'yaldahe Men Ubas. And they have a daughter together. So now, even if the kohen died, she still eats truma because of the daughter. V'halcha habas v'nisei sla'eved, the daughter then went and married, so to speak, an eved, or to a guy, and the Mishnah is going, l'fi demand amar, that eved v'goy haba bas yisrael havlan mamzer, v'yalda himenu bena reza mamzer. So if they have a child together, the child's a mamzer. Technically, who adin, if she had a child with any erva, the child is a mamzer. The Ritva speaks out, the Mishnah speaks about an eved, because that's what the Reisha of the Mishnah spoke about. We spoke just before about an eved, so now we're continuing to speak about eved. But al kapanim, the case is like this. You have the Bas Yisrael, who is married to a kohen. They had a daughter together. So now even if the kohen dies, so still the Bas Yisrael is able to eat truma because they had a daughter together. The daughter then had an Isra relationship and has a child who's a mamzer, and then the daughter then dies. So now the only offspring that the Bas Yisrael has from her late kohen husband, the only offspring that she has is a grandson that's a mamzer. Is she able to eat truma or not? Says the Mishnah, that yes, she is able to eat truma, because we do reckon with a grandchild that's a mamzer, that is considered a grandchild, even though he's a mamzer, he does have the ability to be meichel. As opposed to, and for that same token, a bas kayin li Yisrael, in the reverse case, where it's a bas kayin li Yisrael, and the only zera, the only offspring that this bas kayin has from her late Yisrael husband is a grandchild that's a mamzer, lo taicha b'truma. She's not allowed to eat truma. She's not the shavah beis avia. Even though she doesn't have any regular children from the Yisrael, she doesn't have any kashrur children. They had a daughter together, but that daughter had an isra relationship with a guy. They had a mamzer together, and the daughter then died. So her only offspring from the Yisrael is a mamzer. Still, the mamzer passels her. The mamzer makes it at leitaycha b'truma, because we do reckon with the grandchild that's a mamzer. Kayin gadol, says the Mishnah now in new halacha, that kayin gadol, like an interesting fun fact almost, that kayin gadol pamim shu paisa. A very interesting concept, that you could actually have a kayin gadol that passels someone from eating truma, even though he's a kohen gadol, he's like the spitz kohen. Even afop kohen, he sometimes is actually going to passel someone from eating truma. Kate said, "How do you have such a case? Let's say you have a bas kohen Yisrael. You have a bas kohen who marries Yisrael. So now she has to stop eating truma because she's married to Yisrael. And even if the Yisrael dies, so long as they have offspring together, she's not allowed to eat truma. Well, in this case, they do. The yalda heimanu bas, they had a daughter together. So now this bas kohen has to stop eating truma because she has a daughter from the Yisrael. Now, very interestingly, v'holcha habas v'nisei sekayin, that daughter then goes and marries a kohen, so the daughter now is technically able to eat truma. The daughter's married to a kohen, and so therefore she's able to eat truma. Everyone's eating truma in the whole family except for the bas kohen. The mother, who's the bas kohen, she's not able to eat truma because she has zera from Yisrael. This daughter is zera from the Yisrael. She's not allowed to eat truma. The daughter goes, she marries a kohen, to yalda heimanu ben. And they have a son together. That son is a kohen. Hareza roi liyos kohen gadol. Not only is that son a kohen, he could technically be a kohen gadol. His father is a kohen, whose father was a kohen, all the way back to Aaron a kohen. He could technically be the next kohen gadol. Now what happens is, that kid is the kohen, and he could even be a kohen gadol who's serving on the mizbeach. And Michael es imai, and he'll be able to give the ability to his mother to eat truma, meaning even if the kohen would die, his mother, this kid, would be able to feed his mother a truma. If you speak about the names, let's say you have Yaakov married Leah. Yaakov married Leah. Leah was a bas kohen. Yaakov married Leah, and Leah was a bas kohen. They have a daughter, Dina. They have a daughter, Dina, together. And then Yaakov dies. So Leah is still not able to eat truma, even though Leah is a bas kohen. Even though Leah is a bas kohen, she's not able to eat truma because she had a child together with Yaakov, who's Yisrael. They have a child, Dina. Dina goes ahead and marries Eli HaKohen. She marries a kohen, and they have a child, Pinchas. Pinchas is right to be the kohen gadol. Pinchas, even if Eli would die, Pinchas is Michael, his mother Dina. Even if Dina would die, Pinchas is passeling Leah. So Pinchas, who's the Kayin Gadol, is able to passel his grandmother Leah. Because even though Leah is the Bas Kayin, she has Zerah from Yisrael. Pinchas is her grandchild from Yisrael. So even though he's a Kayin, Pinchas might be a Kayin. Pinchas might even be the Kayin Gadol. And Afal Pikin, Pinchas is going to passel Leah. He's going to passel his grandmother from ever being able to eat Truma. Zaysay Meres, says the Mishnah, and at times you'll have it that the grandmother is saying, so almost like cursing out her grandson, that that there shouldn't be more like my grandchild, the Kayin Gadol, who passels me from eating Truma. That's just an interesting fun fact, something you could have, that the Kayin Gadol is actually going to be passeling his grandmother from being able to eat Truma. Says the Gemara, that Tanina Lahadatan Rabbanan. Our Mishnah is a raya to something that we learned in the Braisa. Meaning you see that this Braisa is something that's reliable because our Mishnah really says the same halacha that's stated in this Braisa. The Braisa says that Shaita v'katan shenasu nashim, that if let's say you have a Shaita or a Katan that gets married, so in our Mishnah it was clear that the Shaita does not have Kedushin, not even Midurabbanan. There is no Kedushin for a Shaita. Memela, this Braisa now makes a lot of sense. The Braisa says that if you have a Shaita and a Katan, that they, I guess, put on an act, they seem to get married. Umaisa, the marriage is not taifes, and therefore, umaisu, even if they die, nishayseyan peturais menachalitza menayibam, their wives, even if they didn't have any children together, the wives do not need yibam or chalitza, because there was no marriage. So that's exactly like it was stated in our Mishnah, like it was clear from our Mishnah, and that's something which is also somewhat lahedya and mefirsh in the Braisa. So our Mishnah is a riot to that which it says in this Braisa. Ketzah, we mentioned in the Mishnah, and how Yisrael Shabbal Baskayin, Taicha Batruma, that if you have a Yisrael that's Ma'anis or Mefateh, a Baskayin, so since it's not marriage, so she's allowed to eat Truma. That's not gonna passel her, because only if she's married to Yisrael, she becomes passel. Over here it's not marriage, over here he was just Ma'anis or Mefateh to her, Mamela, she's allowed to eat Truma. However, Ibra, if she becomes pregnant, so then Loi Saichal, so then she's not allowed to eat Truma, because then she has a child from the Yisrael, and that's gonna pass on her. Now says the Gemara, wait a second. Kevon de Ibra Loi Taichal, since once the Mishnah tells me that on the tzad that she has a baby, if she has an Uber, she has to stop eating Truma. An Uber passes her from being able to eat Truma. If so, so then what's the pshat that the Mishnah then says that without an Uber, she is able to eat Truma? Why? Lecha Shema Ibra. Why are we concerned that maybe there really is an Uber? Meaning, you have a Yisrael that is ma'anis or mefateh a woman. So right away she should become asr. The Mishnah is mashma that she's mutter. Only if she's ibra, if we find out 3 months later, she's, oh wow, look, she's expecting, so then she's going to become pasul. Once you tell me that if she's expecting, she's going to become pasul, so then she should become pasul right now, ala suffik. Since there's a suffik right now that she's pregnant, we might just not know it. But there's a tzad that right now she's pregnant, so already right now we should be chayshesh that really she's pregnant, and she should be asr from eating truma. And says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you that we have such a suffix, that there's a suffix that maybe she became pregnant right away. Because Miloy Tanan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah earlier in the Masechta, that when there was a mix-up by the Chuppah, and the different men mixed up their wives by mistake with each other, so Mefrish and Eisen Gimel Chadashim Shememu Barei saying, so each of the women have to separate from their husbands for 3 months to see that maybe they're expecting, because there's a tzad, there's a suffix that maybe they're expecting, and if they're together with their husbands right away, with their actual husbands, so then we're not going to know if she has a baby 9 months later, we're not going to know who the father is. So you see though that we have such a suffix that maybe she became pregnant right away. If so, when you have a Yisrael, that's Ma'anis or Mefato, a Baskayin, since you're telling me that if she's pregnant, so she's going to become Aser, so then right away, right now, we should have such a suffix, and she should become Aser. Says the Gemara, no, I'm a rabbi by Rav Huna, l'yuchsin chashashuv. That was a special chumra when it came to Yichas. When it comes to Yichas, so we're chayshesh even for one bia. We're chayshesh even for one bia, then maybe she's pregnant. But l'truma l'chashashuv. For truma, no, she already has a chazaka, she has a heter to truma. What, you're going to tell me that one time she had bia, maybe she became pregnant? That's not good enough to take her out of her chazaka. She has a cheskas heter l'truma. The suffix that maybe she became pregnant from the first bia, that's not enough to take her out of her cheskas heter l'truma. If she's ibra, we see that she's expecting, so then ein hachanami. Then she's going to become pasul from truma. But right now, for the time being, we don't have to be choshish for that because she has a cheskas heter. Says the Gemara, ula truma ulay chashashu. Is that really true? Just because she has a cheskas heter l'truma, so therefore we don't passel her from mitzad a misafik, we don't say safik to take her out of her cheskas heter l'truma. I'll prove it to you in other contexts that we take out that we take her out of her cheskas heter l'truma through a safik. But Tani, we learned in the Braisa, if a kayin is married to Yisraelis, and the case is that, so now that the kayin is married to the Yisraelis, we know that the Yisraelis is able to eat truma. Since she's married to the kayin, so she's kinin kaspoy, she's able to eat truma. Now, they don't have any children together. This kayin does not have any children together with, he doesn't have any children together with the Yisraelis, and he's concerned that he's gonna die soon. Now, if he dies, she's gonna fall to Yibam, to his brother. And he knows that's going to become complicated. He doesn't want her to have to deal with that. So he says, "Know what? I'm going to do you a favor. Here's a get. It's chal. I don't want to divorce you. I want to stay married to you. I'm giving you a get, and it's going to, and I'm stipulating that the get should be chal an hour, one moment before I die. This way, when I die, you won't be falling to Yibam, because whenever I die, it will be nesgal l'mafreya that really an hour ago." You weren't my wife. Mamela, you don't fall to Yibam because you weren't my wife when I died. So that's what he says to her. He says, here's a get. An hour before I die, I want you to be divorced. So now, at any moment, he technically might die. So any moment, she might not really be his husband. Now, she was eating chuma until now, because she's kidding Kaspa Vakayin. But at any moment right now, if he dies in an hour, it will be Nisgalu Mafreya, that right now she's not kidding Kaspa Vakayin, because really she's divorced. Because the get's chal an hour before he dies. And an hour, so at any moment, she's really a suffix, if she's kin in Kasper of the Kayin. Says the Mishnah, that therefore, Asura le'echo b'truma miyad, right away, she becomes Asur to eat truma. Now what do you mean? It's only a suffix that right now, maybe she's not kin in Kasper. It's a suffix that maybe the Kayin's gonna die in an hour, in which case she's divorced right now. That's only a suffix. She has a cheskas heter l'truma. She, for sure, until then, is married to the Kayin. So she has a cheskas heter l'truma, and misafik, that maybe she's divorced, you're saying that she has to stop eating truma. So you see that we do apply sveikus to take her out of her cheskas heter l'truma. If so, when you have a yisrael that's ma'anis and mefate, a bas kayin, we should also say that right away, she's possible from eating truma. She, until it's nisbar that she's not pregnant, we should be choshesh that maybe she's pregnant. And that suffix should be enough to take her out of her cheskas heter l'truma. So says the Gemara, Ela Amar Rabba Bar Afuna, B'nisuin Chashashu, B'znus Lo Chashashu. Then no, it's true, you did have a Mishnah that we had earlier in the Masechta, by the mix-up, by the Chuppah, that we are Chayshesh, that a lady becomes pregnant even from one Bia. We do have such a Chashash. However, that's only when it came about through Nisuin. Because when it came about through Nisuin, she thought she was being together with her husband. Right? The ladies by the Chuppah, they thought they were being with their husbands. Therefore, they didn't take any preemptive measures right after the Bia to make sure that she doesn't become pregnant. So therefore, we're chayshish that maybe she became pregnant right away from one bia. However, by znus, when Yisrael is ma'anis or mefate abas Yisrael, so we assume that when Yisrael is ma'anis or mefate abas kayin, so being that it's a ma'is znus, the abas kayin is going to be misapecha. She's going to do whatever it is that she can to make sure that she doesn't become pregnant, and therefore we don't have to be chayshish that she's pregnant. If she's ibra, if she becomes pregnant, we see it. It's right in front of us. We're not going to deny what we see. Obviously, she didn't do a good job in getting rid of the pregnancy, and in which case she's going to become Aser to Truma because she has a child from the Yisrael. However, until that point, until we know that she's Ibra, we're allowed to assume that she's not Ibra, not because it's only a suffix, but because we assume that she took care of herself to make sure that this Bia doesn't lead to a pregnancy. Says the Gemara, "Ubenesuin mi chashashu." Is that really true? How could you explain that the Mishnah earlier in the Masechta was because it was a din nesuin? That specifically by nesuin, we always have to be chayshesh. It wasn't a din in yichas; it was because of nesuin. By nesuin, we always have to be chayshesh that a lady becomes pregnant even from one bia. Is that true? But we learned in the Braisa that bas kayin shenises li Yisrael. Let's say a case of marriage: a bas kayin married a Yisrael. So if a bas kayin marries a Yisrael, she becomes aser from eating truma. Umeis and the Yisrael died right away. Leil Achupa, the Yisrael went ahead and they were together, and then the Yisrael died. So the halacha is Taiveles Vaicheles B'Truma LeErev. So the woman, she has to go to the mikvah because of the bia, but she goes to the mikvah and then she could eat truma right away. And she does not have to be chayshish that she's pregnant. What do you mean? Even though it's only one bia, but this is a case of nisuin. By nisuin, she doesn't take preemptive measures to get rid of the pregnancy. So why don't we have to be chayshish? Why don't we have to be chayshish that maybe she's pregnant? Why does the braisa say that she's allowed to eat truma right away? Well, chayshish, she should have to wait to make sure that she's not pregnant. So says the Gemara, in achanami, amar of chista, taivelas vaichelas ad arbaim. When it says that she could eat truma right away, she could, but only until 40 days pass. Because until 40 days, she has a mimanifshach. De'iloi mi'abra, halai mi'abra. If she didn't become pregnant, so then she didn't become pregnant, and of course she could eat truma. She's a regular baskayin, without any kids from the Yisrael. V'shavel beis avia, so she's allowed to eat truma. V'im mi'abra, and even on the time that she did become pregnant, but ad arbayim maya ba'almuhi. The way we view an uber for the first 40 days is that it's just like water, it's just like maya ba'alma. We'll discuss perhaps the significance of that when we learn Maseches Sanhedrin, the lachas of killing an ober within 40 days. But that's what the Gemara says over here. Now within 40 days, it's like Maya Ba'alma, that's not going to passel her from eating truma. So the first 40 days, she has a miman of shuk that she could eat truma. That's what the Braisa was saying. She's Kleveles Vaichelis La'arev because she could. She could eat truma right away. But now, in a chanami, once 40 days pass, so then she's going to have to stop eating truma until she could be, until she's able to confirm that she's not pregnant. But for the first 40 days, she has a miman of shuk that she's able to eat truma. Amar le Abaye, Abaye asked, Yahachi, if so, if that's the pshan in the Braisa, in the Seifa, how do you make sense of the Seifa? The Seifa of the Braisa says that Hooker Obra, that let's say it's discovered that she is pregnant, Hooker Obra B'meah, let's say 3 months pass and it's discovered that she's showing signs that she is pregnant, so Tehe Mikul Kalas L'mafreya, so if she ate Shuma before, it's going to come out that she didn't have Era, Tehe Mikul Kalas L'mafreya, she'll be Mikulkul retroactively. So you see that it is a problem that she ate Shuma before. She did have to stop eating truma. Says the Gemara, no, my mikul keles ad arbaim. What it means is that until 40 days, meaning going backwards from after day 40. Until we get to day 40, any truma that she ate after then, ein hachanami, that's she's taking her own risk. Because if it's discovered that she's pregnant, so then the mafreya will say that she did the wrong thing, she did an avera from eating the truma. However, whatever she ate within the 40 days, so then miman of shach, she was good to go. Either she wasn't pregnant, or even if she is discovered to be pregnant, at that point the ober is just considered maya ba'alma, and there was no problem for her to be eating the truma.